You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined in the studio by organizers of The Rehappening, Kate Averett and Alice Siebrell.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
What is The Rehappening?
Sure. So Kate and I are with the Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center. We are an Asheville-based nonprofit located on Broadway Street. And The Rehappening is one of two very, very major events that we do every year. Our other major event is a conference in the fall. So The Rehappening is more of an art event. Lots and lots of artists, local Asheville-based artists, Western North Carolina, and then also national artists participate in The Rehappening. And it's a one-day event this coming Saturday, the 31st, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of this event?
Sure. One of our board members, Jolene Mechanic, came up with the idea in 2009. And the idea was to have an evening event that was inspired by or modeled after the parties and dinners and wonderful art events that used to happen at Black Mountain College. And so we took that idea of Jolene's and kind of shaped it to fit what we could do. And so that became The Rehappening. Yeah.
When people come to the event on Saturday, what can they expect to see?
So we have a good mixture of both local and national performers. It's everything from installations to performance art to participatory things. We'll have a group, Western Carolina University, actually doing a printmaking workshop. Some students from Warren Wilson will be recreating a Trojan horse that was created in Black Mountain College and then performing around it. So there's a lot of references back to Black Mountain College and then a lot of artists who are inspired by that interdisciplinary approach that came out of it. One of the things that we're really excited about is Roomful of Teeth, who are a Grammy Award-winning vocal ensemble. They're going to join us as kind of our featured performers, and they'll be performing at 5 o'clock in the dining hall. And they're an 8-part vocal ensemble that really kind of expand the potential of the human voice in a lot of different directions. And so it's something you really kind of have to hear to get a sense of, but it's definitely different from anything else. We're really excited about it.
It's going to be great this year because of there are so many interactive and participatory events. The printmaking workshop that Kate mentioned, there'll be some art games that folks can participate in. So a lot of hands-on activities. It's also family-friendly, so that's a kind of a nice bonus. And then there are aspects to The Rehappening that are really more watching, listening, experiencing as an audience member rather than as a participant. So it's a really great mix of things you can be a part of, hands-on, and things that you kind of witness and watch.
I also want to mention MAP and Revolve are doing a collaboration with us called the John Cage Room, which is going to be an interdisciplinary live coding, music, a little bit of everything all together in the spirit of John Cage. And so that'll be a lot of local artists contributing to that. I do want to mention that when you come, we will have food trucks and Wedge Brewings providing beer, and we're going to have locally provided wine. So it's going to be a little bit of everything. You can really spend the day out there, which would be great.
And the weather is supposed to be flat out gorgeous.
That's perfect.
One thing I've meant to mention about this Rehappening is that we will have a Black Mountain College alumna with us, which is a really special occasion. So Cynthia Hohmeyer will be with us at the Rehappening.
So if people would like to learn more about the event, see the schedule, or get tickets, where can they look?
Rehappening.com, which they can go directly to, or they can access via our website, which is blackmountaincollege.org. Full schedule is up, ticket information, pretty much everything anybody would need to know.
And we're also looking forward to a move in September. So in the midst of planning this, we're also looking forward to that. We're moving to a new space at 120 College Street, opening into September, early October, with a Jacob Lawrence exhibition, which is going to have both a historic exhibition of Jacob Lawrence and then also some contributions from contemporary artists.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot going on these days.
Yes, you do. Well, thank you both so much for sitting down with me today and for the work that you've put into planning this awesome event. I hope to see you this weekend.
Thank you so much.